USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Israel-Hamas conflict has entered its 60th day, with Israeli forces conducting a ground assault in southern Gaza, targeting suspected hiding places of Hamas leaders. The United Nations has issued a warning of an escalating humanitarian crisis as the campaign in the region persists. Simultaneously, the U.S. is engaged in discussions with allies regarding the creation of a naval task force to escort commercial ships in the Red Sea, responding to attacks by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is releasing his hold on certain military promotions, despite the Pentagon's abortion policy remaining unchanged.
They didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, and, you know, just, when you change the rules, it's hard to win.
The Republican senator stated today he will only obstruct promotions for four-star generals and officers. In the most recent indication of a cooling labor market, job openings reached a two-year low in October. According to new government data, there were slightly over 8.7 million in vacancies during the month. This marks a decrease of over 600,000 openings, surpassing expectations for a significant drop. The hunt is on for a gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. It happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire from an individual.
School police chief Wayne Sneed says the gunman took off and has not been seen since. The seemingly random attack sent the campus into a lockdown. CVS is overhauling its prescription drug pricing methodology with the introduction of CVS Cost Vantage. This new approach employs a formula considering the drug cost, a fee, and a predetermined markup to calculate both the drug's price and reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. Set to launch in 2025, this model aims to enhance transparency in CVS's drug pricing system. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Pacific Northwest is currently experiencing flood alerts affecting millions as an atmospheric river brings substantial rainfall to the region. Some areas have already received over 8 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. Flood watches extend from Oregon and Washington to northern Idaho. The past decade has been declared the hottest on record, with scientists noting an alarming surge in the rate of climate change. A recent report from the World Meteorological Organization reveals a significant increase in planet heating pollution in the atmosphere, resulting in record high land and ocean temperatures. The report anticipates that this year will surpass previous records, marked by 6 consecutive months of unprecedented global temperatures. Don't be surprised if you can't find a live Christmas tree this year. Corey Myers has more.
There's a Christmas tree shortage this year because people just aren't tree farming like they used to. More and more farmers are retiring and fewer people are taking their place to keep the live Christmas tree business, well, alive. The cost of a real tree up 10% this year, ranging between $80 and $100.
The 2023 Heisman Trophy finalists have been unveiled. Competing for the prestigious title of the most outstanding player in college football are LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, and Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. The winner will be announced next Saturday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.